Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Mmm, fiddleheads. Yum.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Ditch Mitch. That is the name of a piece in The American Thinker by a guy by the name of Rajan Lahad. L-A-A-D. Lahad. And Mr. Lahad is making the case. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and if I'm not, I've never met the guy, so apologies if I'm mispronouncing. But he makes some great points. In his article entitled Time to Ditch Mitch, he goes over how Mitch McConnell's super PAC is undermining conservatives and working to actually support left-wing Republicans to get into office. Let me read a couple of stanzas here and you'll get what I'm talking about. A few days back, it was reported that a GOP super PAC aligned with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky would withdraw a significant $5.6 million reserve for TV ads from New Hampshire's Senate race. Spokesperson for the PAC claimed they are shifting resources to where they can be the most effective to achieve our ultimate goal, winning the majority. This follows a similar move made by the Senate Republicans campaign earlier this month to pull its resources from New Hampshire, claiming it was because of other Republican spending going on toward that race. Recent polls show both candidates in New Hampshire, Senator Maggie Hassan, a Democrat socialist, and a Republican challenger, Don Bolduc, I believe it's how you pronounce this guy's name, he's a military guy, evenly poised in that contest. So they've got it neck and neck in the polls, and Mitch McConnell says, well, pull resources. Nope. That's a Trumper that may win, and I don't want Trumpers. I'd rather have the Democrat inside of the Senate rather than having a Trumper in there, a military guy who believes in the Constitution and upholding the rule of law. I'd much rather have a Democrat, says Mitch McConnell. So big spending doesn't always lead to big victories. If that were the case, Jeb Bush, who spent around $130 million on his primary campaign, would have been the GOP presidential nominee in 2016, while Mike Bloomberg, who spent $900 million on his campaign, would have been the Democrat presidential nominee in 2020. However, for newer candidates with lesser name ID, funding is absolutely critical. So where is old Mitch spending his money? Well, of course, it's in Alaska on Senator Lisa Murkowski's campaign, who's running up against Trump-endorsed GOP challenger Kelly Chewbacca. McConnell's PAC is spending about $9 million on Murkowski. Murkowski voted to impeach Trump in the Senate and voted 66.7% with Biden, a high number for a Republican. She voted to spend billions of tax dollars in aid to Ukraine and myriad other Democrat-backed bills. She also voted to approve most nominations of Biden's cabinet members and even his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Murkowski recently revealing that she will vote for a Democrat for a House candidate and not the Republican, because that Republican is Sarah Palin. So Mitch McConnell's priorities are funding Republicans who support Democrats. So I got to agree with Mr. Lahad here. And forgive me, folks. I don't know how to pronounce L-A-A-D. Rajan. I believe R-A-J-A-N is how you pronounce his first name. So I think it's a pretty good piece here. And he's pointing out some pretty good metrics for us to say, hey, you know what? Mitch McConnell, kind of a backstabber. And you know, and it's important, looking at the current state of the Democrat Party, not to normalize that deviancy. It is important to reject the Democrat Socialist Party as it's currently arrayed. And I think that, you know, we conservatives ought to be rejecting the current Republican establishment that is geared toward getting along with the most extreme version of the Democrat Party this country has ever seen. And it's doing immense harm, folks. I wouldn't care if it was just Republican versus Democrat. But when you vote Democrat, there are things that go along with it. High crime, high inflation, a tanking economy, open borders, a foreign policy that's in the crapper. I do not think that getting along with Democrats should be the priority of the Republicans. I think opposing Democrats ought to be the modus operandi for any Republican, including the Democrats' spending spree. Oh, but Mitch McConnell, he does love other people's money, doesn't he? Got to talk to a candidate who is actually opposing a Democrat. Coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Supplanting socialist Democrats is an important job, and I support anybody trying to do it. So let's get to our guest, Dr. Johnny Teague, senior pastor of the Church at the Cross in West Houston. He's running to represent the Texas 7th Congressional District against a big government, an anti-oil and gas incumbent, and Joe Biden rubber stamp, Lizzie Fletcher. Dr. Teague, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Thank you, Chris. It's an honor to be with the liberty-loving Latino. I'm so honored to be with you, so thankful for your stand and your voice.
Well, sir, thank you very much. It's very kind. And since this is the first time you and I have made our acquaintance and you've been introduced to the Voice of Texas audience, tell the folks about you, your background, why you decided to throw your hat in politics.
Well, thank you for asking. I was brought up in Glen Rose, Texas, and I went to college at Tarleton. I have 5 degrees, a math degree. I taught college algebra for a little bit, accounting degree. I worked for Shell for many years as an accountant. But I've been a pastor and a rancher the last about 25 years. I've written a few books. But as a pastor, I've been seeing so many of our freedoms taken from us. When COVID hit, they were telling churches they had to close. I refused to close. When we have our freedom of speech cut off, when bank accounts are being closed because of our conservative views, it just comes a point we've all got to stand up. We've got to leave whatever area of life we're in, and we've got to stand up. Peter Muhlenberg did that during the American Revolution. He left his pulpit in Virginia, Woodstock, Virginia, and he got involved in the fight for independence, and he was at Washington's side at Valley Forge and at Yorktown, and I've decided to heed the call like every one of your listeners should.
All right. Well, that's I understand, heeding the call. God calls us to do certain things, and I think if you are running for political office, you've got to have a couple of things in your corner. Number one, you got to feel you're compelled and driven by a deeper calling, maybe God or your faith, and then of course having your family behind you. I want to play some sound bites and get you to react, because your opponent, who is, well, it seems with you having 5 degrees, you seem to be a hell of a lot smarter than she is. Number one, number two, a couple of incidences have taken place. And I'm going to have sound bites for two of them. One of them I'm going to say, you've got Kamala Harris, the leader of your opponent's party, who says that hurricane aid ought to be dispersed based on a person's skin color. Then you've got Carrie Lake talking about her opponent out there in Arizona, who is a Democrat, very much in the vein of Lizzie Fletcher. But listen to the aspects of this Democrat. Listen, this is Carrie Lake.
Ms. Adams is a brave woman. To find out that you are doing the hard work, you're working in the office, Katie Hobbs is her boss, she's doing the same work that the men in her office are doing, and finds out by reading it in the paper that the men in her office are making $30,000 more than she's making. She goes to Katie Hobbs and says, why am I making $30,000 less than the men? And rather than do the right thing, rather than say, oh my goodness, how did this happen? Let's remedy this. Katie Hobbs fired Ms. Talonia Adams. Fired her. Ms. Adams represented herself in two cases. She won both of them with unanimous juries, ruling that Katie Hobbs is a racist and is indeed a sexist.
So there's one. Here comes Nancy Pelosi couple weeks ago. Listen to this.
We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Okay. Your opponent, Lizzie Fletcher, was silent on the most recent and obvious cases of Democrat racism, Mr. Teague. I want you to comment on Democrat racism and also comment on your opponent's silence on that.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. And this is where we've gotten away from what our nation was founded as, equality, equal opportunities for everybody, but not equity, equal outcomes. That's what socialism is. And you're right. My opponent has been silent on these things. She walks lockstep with Nancy Pelosi on everything. And this is why she's so vulnerable right now. So many of the promises she ran as a moderate, and a lot of people believe that, but we have seen it's the extreme left that she has stood with. And you look at even the border, as wide open as it is, and people are just pouring across, and the Biden administration is asking their federal workers to go back down to the border and help clean up after these people.
Yeah, and I'm forced to wonder, Dr. Teague, not only has Lizzie Fletcher not condemned the racism that's been on display from the Democrat Party, she's also not condemned the party's anti-Semitism. I talked with Alan Dershowitz yesterday on the Newsmax show. And the very same party that your opponent is part of has members of that in the squad who are vehemently anti-Semitic. And Lizzie Fletcher has not condemned that either against a slight against our Jewish friends.
Isn't that exactly what you speak about every day? And that is the fact that the Democrats, the liberal leaning, they will stand like Lizzie Fletcher ran, is running ads. She's all for oil and gas. Well, yeah, because it's election time. And then she votes against oil and gas. She's all for the Jewish people. Now it's election time. But then she votes lockstep with the squad when she's there. And that's what just drives our citizenship nuts.
Well, no, I get you, Doc. You see, and again, the voting, you know, I mean, Ilhan Omar and AOC, they're left-wing extremists, and so is Lizzie Fletcher. I understand the voting. But when they come out and they say anti-Semitic things, there's got to be somebody who's a leader with integrity in elected office. And Lizzie Fletcher just lets it go. She makes no statements condemning the racism or anti-Semitism in her own party. And that means, again, she's not a leader and she's a rubber stamp. Folks, we're talking to Dr. Johnny Teague, senior pastor of the Church of the Cross in West Houston. He's running to represent the 7th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. You brought up natural gas and oil. I'm going to get to that. But inflation. Inflation is harming everybody in the 7th District, whether they be Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal. And Lizzie Fletcher has been a reliable vote for all the profligate spending that has led to this inflationary spiral.
You're exactly right. In fact, we had a forum in front of the Houston Comical the other day, and I was confronting her on all this spending. And she kept referring to it as, it's not spending, it's investment. And I began to talk about, you know what, investment is when you have money set aside and you spend it on things that are that will grow in value. But what the Democrats are doing, we're $31 trillion in debt. We're borrowing to continue to spend to buy votes. And this is where we're coming to a wall. I mean, we are about to hit it, and it's going to affect all of us. And you're right. Cost of living, electric bills. I door knock 240 homes every day. I've door knocked 70,000 homes since last May. And of late, the biggest thing I'm getting at the door is ladies in the homes will bring me their light bill and show me what it was last month and what it is this month.
Oh, yeah.
And tears are filling their eyes because they're having to make decisions that should never have to be made in America.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. And then Lizzie Fletcher is going to show up on their doorstep and say, hey, make sure that you vote for Democrats because we want to continue abortion on demand. That's going to solve your light bill problem and your gas problem. And not only that, see, you've got 5 degrees, right? You have five degrees. Lizzie Fletcher believes it's the government's job to invest. And no, that's not the government's job. That's what the private sector does. That's what individuals do with the money that they want to invest. They take the risk. It is not up to government to risk our money on shady deals and quote unquote investments, in particular with people like Lizzie Fletcher in charge of those quote-unquote investments. That's not government's job, is it, Mr. Teague?
It is not, and you're exactly right. And you look at this green energy stuff, solar and wind, and the big talk from my opponent is, hey, government's got to keep investing in those industries. And my point with her is constant. No, if those industries are worth it and profitable, they'll be able to do it on their own. They don't need government money to make it. And this is where we just are continually seeing government policies making us dependent so government money can prop people up so that we lose freedom after freedom after freedom.
Lizzie Fletcher has, and I have to glean that she is in support of nearly 6 million illegal aliens flowing into the United States. In the state of Texas, we've been victims of many of those illegal aliens carrying the China virus into the United States. We've had documented cases of that as the administration is just letting them through. And Lizzie Fletcher objects in no way, shape, or form to the rampant, uncontrolled illegal immigration, including 1 million gotaways. We have no idea who these people are. Dr. Teague, where are you on the rampant, uncontrolled illegal immigration into the United States?
My goodness, we, District 7, we're number one in human trafficking in Houston. District 7, we're number one in drugs, and we're seeing the fentanyl deaths. Mm-hmm. And in one of our forums, she talked about, well, we've got to reinvent the immigration system. And I said, no, we got to close the wall. We got to build the wall. We got to enforce the laws. And this philosophy that's going on in the Democrat Party right now is, it's like if your house had a pipe busted. And so you can either go with this philosophy, hey, I'm going to start deciding what color I'm going to paint my walls. I'm going to go downtown and pick out some new furniture. And maybe I'm going to try to figure out why the pipe busted. No, you cut the water off, and then you deal with whatever you need to deal with. And we've got to cut the border off. We've got to close it. Terrorists are coming across. 300 people a day are being killed by fentanyl. When that number was reached for COVID, they shut everything down. But now the border's open, and they act like nothing's wrong here.
Yep, absolutely. Folks, Dr. Johnny Teague is our guest right now. He's running in the 7th Congressional District in the great state of Texas. Now let's get to the big point that you have made. I think it's fair to say one of the centerpieces of your campaign, Lizzie Fletcher's and her Democrat Party's war on energy, on American energy. And of course, Houston and Texas being an energy-rich state, they are declaring war on Texas. The average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States right now is $3.87, and it's continuing to rise because, unlike under President Trump, we are energy dependent now on OPEC nations because of Joe Biden and Lizzie Fletcher's rubber stamp. In the state of Texas, the average price of a gallon of gasoline is $3.29 and rising. So not only this, but we have natural gas producers, Dr. Teague, in Texas, who could be profiting from using our own domestic energy sources, and we could be improving the quality of life here for our people. But Lizzie Fletcher opposes all of it.
Exactly. We saw how our state and how our nation flourished just 2 years ago under President Trump, where we let the oil and gas industry thrive. We let them drill. We let them transport. We let them refine. And we literally became energy independent. Gas was inexpensive. Therefore, food and everything else was inexpensive. The whole root of this inflation and high cost has been this attack on oil and gas, which is really an attack on America. I marched with the Iranians downtown Houston Sunday as they are screaming and crying out for the Iranian government to be collapsed, have a secular democratic government. And the vast majority of Iranians who walked up to me said, we got to quit supporting Iran. We got to quit trying to work this nuclear deal. And yet what the Biden administration is doing, what Lizzie Fletcher is doing, hey, let's work with Venezuela. Hey, let's work with Iran. Hey, let's work with our enemies to provide the fuel that we need. And you touched on it, the electric drive, the lithium batteries, the way that is where the real pollution comes. Oil and gas must be defended. It is the only source, natural gas, the only source that is clean and fair and affordable for all Americans.
Well, let me ask you, because I can ask you, because I know the biased press won't in any of these panels and forums you've been partaking in with Lizzie Fletcher. The climate cult has the Democrat Party's agenda is to strip mine the earth, to go after lithium. You may or may not know this, Dr. Teague, but there was a battery advancement that was developed with our taxpayer money under Barack Hussein Obama, and Joe Biden allowed it to walk out the door to his pals in communist China. We don't make this advanced battery, and it would solve a lot of problems, and it's because Democrats are invested in this large government. Nobody, there's no accountability anywhere. Money's just flowing out the door, and the American people are the ones who get hosed in the end. So now we're relegated to these dirty lithium batteries. We're relegated to these solar panels. And as I stated earlier, that Lizzie Fletcher is part of this climate cult that says, oh yeah, let's get all this toxic material, start dumping it into our landfills and contaminating the water table, because Democrats, and this includes the Democrat Morning News and the Houston Comical, they don't even go beyond step one. Once that lithium battery wears out in your car, it costs more to recycle it than it does to produce a new one. So they're going to end up in landfills. And this is the vision of the Democrat Party, and this is what they call earth-friendly?
And that's where we've lost the ability to critically think. Nowadays, we go on feelings. Well, I feel good if I feel like I'm protecting the environment, and we never follow that chain of thought down to the effect it's going to bring.
Amen.
And this climate change stuff, it's all to weaken America. It really is. We're good stewards. We're the best stewards on the planet. It's all to bring America down. You know, you look at our founders, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, it's hard to believe that a little over 200 years ago, those guys were living the same way as Jesus and the disciples were living. They had fire in the fireplace. They had a candle for lighting. And yet, we had hurricanes back then. We had droughts back then. And this climate change is nothing but a facade. Climates do change. We're not causing it, I firmly believe. And it will continue. We have got to get back to what our strength is, technology, oil and gas, industrialization. It's what has changed our way of life in just a short number of years since we've been on the planet.
Yeah, and use that profit to finance research into fuel cell technology and research into the nuclear fusion capability, so we can have those renewable, clean sources of energy. And we've got natural gas, which is abundant, it is cheap, and we can provide it for ourselves. But Lizzie Fletcher and the Democrat Party says, no, they like it better when we rely on, as you rightly pointed out, Dr. Teague, our enemies. Dr. Johnny Teague, he's a senior pastor of the Church of the Cross in West Houston. He is looking to unseat a Joe Biden rubber stamp. Lizzie Fletcher, sir, if folks want to help you out, where can they go?
Then go to johnnyteague.com or then call me at 281-924-4460. That's my cell number. And when I'm elected, not changing my number.
All right. Dr. Teague, brave of you, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to go and say I've never had anybody do that before. I have never had anyone who is running for office say, you know, here's my number, and it's not changing. That's, hey, first time for everything, okay? Good luck to you, Dr. Teague. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. A couple of websites I want you to pay attention to. First off, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. That is where you go when you want all the news that impacts Texas. And if it impacts Texas, it will impact the United States. Also, go to ChrisSalcedo.com. You can find a way to email me there. You can leave me a voicemail, book me for a speech, track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas in the morning, and in the afternoon on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock until 5, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, it's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. See you.